When facing difficulties, many will say, life is just not fair. I'm not going to ever recover from this. I'm such a failure. Nothing ever works out for me. Well, we're going to talk about that today on The Bravehearted Woman. Hey, beautiful Bravehearts, it's Dawn Damon, Braveheart Mentor and Vision Architect, and this is the Bravehearted Woman Podcast. Here we talk all things mindset, health, goals, dreams, and habits for midlife women so we can design the second half of life as the best half of life. I know how scary it can be to arrive at midlife and find yourself stuck and unfulfilled. It's difficult to take brave steps that lead to transformation, but I've done it and you can too. Now I'm here to help you ignite the flame of your imagination so you can see what's possible. You can reach your goals and achieve all your dreams. Are you ready? Come on, let's get brave. Well, we know it's true, don't we, Bravehearts? Life comes at us hard. And the difference between someone who makes it and someone who gives up is found in the attitude that we choose. Some say, I just can't win when life throws them a curveball. But I'm going to equip you today and empower you today with a way that you can go through difficulties, go through problems and painful trials and experiences and come out the better for it. By the way, you know that you can rewire your brain, right? So if your natural inclination is to be kind of the glass is half empty kind of a woman, and I know there are many times where I'm like that, many of us are like that, we can change our brains so that now we begin to automatically think good thoughts, powerful thoughts. We can reframe our situation. We can develop a mindset that will help us win, not just sometime, but in every situation, regardless what we're going through. You can push yourself so you tap your true potential. You can get that kind of a mindset that has so much grit. You keep on going. You can reach your goals and you can capture your thoughts and you can come through difficult situations. You can intercept self-sabotaging mindsets and thoughts and even words. Interrupt them. Stop them midstream. You can end procrastination. It's really possible to do. You can do it. You can make the most of your time. You can leave a powerful and lasting legacy, and you become the person that you're meant to be. You can become the version of yourself that you prayed that you would someday become. You can create a plan of action. And today, I'm going to help you because difficult experiences will come. The question is, will they crush you or will they create you to being the best version of you possible? So we know life is difficult. It comes at us hard. We said that. When you have challenges, yet we have more control over the impact and the duration of our painful trials than what we might think. We may believe, based on how we are feeling, that this circumstance is going to overwhelm us. But if we define each challenge and say it can go this far and no farther, then we will see that pain is inevitable, but misery is indeed optional. All right, here's why many of us don't do well during painful circumstances, because we're not prepared with a philosophy about pain and difficulty. We're prepared for denial. We're prepared to think it happens to other people, but not us. But we're not prepared with a philosophy, a mindset, a gritty determination and attitude when pain comes. And so that's why we say, many will say, I can't win. Life's not fair. I'm a failure. I just can't recover from this. And then a few will say, I can grow from this experience. So the training and the attitudes and the behaviors that were modeled for us when we were younger have a lot to do about how you and I will respond to problems. If you saw in your upbringing, those that were in charge of you, leaders, teachers, parents, whoever had influence in your life, if you saw them overcoming and reframing and speaking positive thoughts, then you've learned to do that. But if you were raised in a culture and environment where the victim wins, we get to nurse our wounds and talk about how bad life is, then I'm sorry to say that probably a lot of your wiring, your hardwiring in your brain is meant to bring you down, to keep you defeated, to keep you stuck, and you think that's the proper response. But we said it a moment ago, the good news is that the brain is malleable. You can reprogram, you can train it, you can rewire it. So today I'm going to equip you how to have a philosophy when, not if, bad experiences hit you. And so I'm going to give you 7 statements that help you build a powerful philosophy. Incorporate these however you want, make them your own, but let's get started, okay? Because I want you to be an overcomer. I want you to begin to reframe and rewire and reprogram your response capability. You are response able. I think that means responsible for your attitude, and you can fire up new neurons that bring you to a positive outcome. All right, so number one, I want you to realize this. Number one, you will outlive your problems. You will. They have a deadline. They have a finish line. They have an allotted period of time allowed by God that they can intervene and intercept and interrupt your life. Trust that God's going to bring you through. That's His promise to you. There is a solution. There is a resolution. And know that this issue has come to pass, not to stay, right? Amen. Trust that you have a reservoir of wisdom and innovation and know how. You got grit within you, girl. You know how to endure. You know how to stand. You know how to get through this. And you have that within you. That reservoir of wisdom lives within you. And you have God's word directing you. You have trusted friends, hopefully advisors. You have spiritual leaders that will help you, pray with you, and speak to you. I love this quote by Hal Barland. He was a New York Times author, writer, columnist. No winter lasts forever, and no spring skips its turn. Isn't that beautiful? I love that. Your winter will not last forever, and spring in your life will not skip its turn. See a vision of you overcoming. See yourself free of this problem. See a resolution happening and you walking into freedom. And then be patient and engage your mouth to agree with that vision. I am an overcomer. I will outlive this problem. There is a solution. God is on my side. I will not be overcome or defeated. All right, number two, your problems will grow you. You will grow through this. Adversity causes growth. Wouldn't you love it if good things caused us to grow? But the truth is, really, isn't it, that when something painful comes into our life, that's when we find ourselves down on our knees, right? That's when we find ourselves digging deep within and grabbing our brave. And that's when we're stretched. That's when we increase. That's when we discover we got much more capacity than we ever knew. Right? We find our gifts, we find some abilities and skills, we find innovation and resilience, and we have to learn new things. We find ourselves going deeper and digging harder and studying more and praying harder until we get through the circumstance. We find ourselves doing some research and learning about how to overcome what we're experiencing. And we discover places in our heart where we need to rise. We need to refine. We need to reduce. We need to get set free from. I mean, is your anger too large? Do you go through life with really large emotions? Or do you go through life maybe feeling a little bit withdrawn and step back? Well, whoever you are inside, what are the voices that are going on? Who's holding on to that pain inside, that unresolved hurt or that trauma? Maybe this pain is helping you to identify and locate that child within that's still wounded. All right, number three, your pain hurts, but it will motivate you. Pain is a great motivator. Pain nourishes courage. You can't be brave if you've only had wonderful things happen to you in life. That was Mary Tyler Moore who said that. When you touch a hot stove, you learn, right? I won't do that again. In fact, pain motivates you to remove your hand quickly. You go, ooh, I'm very motivated to move. So when pain reaches us deeply, that's when we're motivated to, ooh, I got to do something different. I got to make a change. I can't keep going like this. So a philosophy that you can have about pain is, it's good for me. Right now, it's going to motivate me. I need to act. I've needed to move. I need to get unstuck. I've needed to make some changes. The fact is, I've needed to face my fear and I haven't done it. But right now, the pain that I'm feeling is motivation enough for me to get going again. So that's good for me. It's good. And I'm going to embrace it. Make sure you journal through these things when you're hurting and you're developing your philosophy about hard times, tough times, so that they get down deep on the inside of you. Number four, you can learn how to take bad experiences and get positive results. This is a tricky one, but you can make lasting change and get those positive results. There's an energy that pain can foster. Ask Candace Leitner. On September 5th, 1980, her 13-year-old daughter was killed by a drunk driver. And the pain was immense. It was incredible pain. But Candace took that pain. She took that horrible experience. And she said, my daughter's not going to die in vain. I'm going to get some good results. And she founded Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. And today, of course, there's a chapter in every U.S. state and province in Canada. And we just discovered that pain births a new beginning. It was a horrible pain. I don't think that she would even say it was worth it. And yet, because of the pain that she experienced, she said, I'm going to get some results. We're going to change legislation. We're going to increase the criminal aspect of drunk driving so it never has to happen to anyone ever again. What kind of pain are you going through? What results would you like to get? Do you want your pain to just be in vain? Or do you want to change something, not just for a minute, but forever, the trajectory of your life and perhaps the lives of those that you love? Number five, you can choose a positive outlook. And we've said this in some ways here, but let me be more specific. A positive life outlook. So I'm not just saying Pollyanna, although if you haven't seen that movie, it's really a great movie to see because she was so good at choosing the positive outlook that once you acknowledge yourself, once you understand, yeah, what I'm feeling, what I'm experiencing, now you have a choice. So what am I going to do? Am I going to keep nursing this pain? Am I going to hold unforgiveness? And am I going to, you know, act grudge? Am I going to have that axe to grind and carry a grudge? Or am I going to walk in forgiveness? Here's the thing, that when you choose a different outlook, it goes through your entire body. It informs your health. Now, a study of 100,000 women presented at an American Psychosomatic Society in their annual meeting, that was a mouthful, but they found a strong correlation between optimism and a person's risk for cancer-related death, heart disease, or early death. In other words, they said your attitude about life counts. If you can be optimistic and you can be positive, it has a positive impact on your physical health. So ask yourself, what is the source of my pain? Where is it coming from? Is it really what I'm experiencing? Or is it triggering some memory or some thought or some insecurity? Do I have any control over it? And if the answer is yes, then change what you can. And if the answer is no, then reframe my opinion about this pain so I don't get stuck. Find the silver lining. Find the lemonade. Make the lemonade. But remember to remind yourself of the positive good that could come from the pain that you're experiencing right now. Number six, if God allowed it, and I didn't say created it. God is not the creator of all of our pain. He is not the one who has brought all of the tragedy into our life. But if he didn't intercept it and stop it, if he allowed it, then what does God have in mind? So create a philosophy around, not this, everything happens for a reason. I don't like that. Everything happens for a reason. The reason might be that you were being silly and stupid. The reason might be a horrible reason. But I think what we mean to say is that everything that touches us, God will use for our good. That is a promise. So what is the heart of God? What's his intentions for you in this pain? He didn't stop it. So this might make you confused, even angry. God could have stopped it. He didn't. Why didn't you stop it, God? That's okay. God invites all of our emotions, even when we present them in really ugly ways. God still says, come on, bring it, let it go. Come on, tell me all about it. He's not afraid of that. He invites it. He loves it when we feel that close and safe with God that we can let him know how we're feeling. But with faith, you can expect that God will always work this out for your good. He will. That's Romans 8:28. That's Proverbs 16. God will allow you to feel it, but he will connect the dots of your pain with his purpose. And then number 7, experience is not the best teacher, but evaluated experience. So I'm going to teach you an acronym because we can all say this experience is really powerful, but it's not going to be the best teacher. You could experience something over and over and over again. So you have to evaluate your experience and learn from your experience, as I said. So here's a quick acronym on learn. L, lean into the pain and ask for wisdom. What does this pain want to teach you? Acknowledge that it hurts and then evaluate. What could I have done differently? Or what went wrong? Or maybe you would just say, did I respond in the best fashion here just now? Or did I give way to anger? Did I have an emotional meltdown? Did I misjudge the situation? What can I do differently? Just evaluate. Am I disappointed in how I acted? And then, but don't just evaluate what you did wrong. Affirm what you did right, the positive emotions that you did have, the intentions that you did have. Were your intentions good? Did you mean well by it? Maybe it didn't turn out like you had hoped, but did you decide to take responsibility for you, or did you shift the blame? Give yourself an applause if you said, yeah, I took the responsibility. And I don't mean that it was your fault. I mean that you were response able. You decided, I'm not going to let this thing define me. Did you take the high road? Okay, so the L is lean in. The E is evaluate. The A is affirm, and our R in our acronym is reframe the experience and grow from it. We've already been saying that. If this hadn't happened, I'd never have what? If this hadn't have happened, I would have never learned. I would have never grown. I would have never met. I would have never known. But now that I know that, I now know I can do this, or I now know that I should not do that. William Penn said, no pain, no palm, no thorns, no throne, no gall, no glory, no cross, no crown. So learn from your pain. And then finally, the N in our LEARN acronym is name your victory for next time. Expect that with the evaluated experience comes wisdom and knowledge, and you're going to do better in the future. When you know better, you're going to do better. So you can expect that once you get up and re-engage in life, you are going to grow, girl, and you're going to name your victory for next time. Okay, you know what? This happened. I'm learning from my experience, but next time I'm going to do it. I'm going to win. I'm going to grow. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice that you have. That is Kayla Mills. And I'd like to say something very similar. You never know what kind of bravery you have on the inside of you until you need to use it. Because after all, what is bravery? If we never experience a bad day or have a painful moment or go through a fiery trial, We don't want to have those things. But if we never had anything in our life that we didn't have to face or change, we wouldn't really know what it means to be brave. So, Braveheart, what is it in your life that needs to be faced or changed or modified or finished? What closure do you need? What relationship needs to be ended? What thing needs to be started? What do you need to begin that God's already determined you will win? I'm just waiting for you to start it. Okay? All right. That's what I have for you today. I'd love for you to get my free download on affirmations. These affirmations are not just words you speak. They're not just affirmations. They're activations. So you'll see that in the notes, in the show notes. Get your free download for that. And also, my book is available to you for just $3.99 when you get it through me and this podcast. If you go to Amazon, it's $17.99. But for a limited time, you're going to get it from me for just $3.99. All right, Braveheart, until next time, Dawn Damon, Braveheart Mentor, telling you, find your brave and live your dreams. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me today and igniting your brave. Trust me, you'll never be the same. Now, for my free gift, make sure you click the link in our show notes. And to find out more about me, my books, or my amazing coaching course, visit braveheartedwoman.com. If you found help in this podcast, please like it, follow, and review me. It helps get the word out and up those algorithms so more amazing Bravehearts can find this message. You can also share it on your social media platforms or with someone you know who can really benefit. You can find my latest book, The Making of a Bravehearted Woman, Courage, Confidence, and Vision in Midlife, on Amazon and all the usual suspects. All right, this is Dawn Damon, as always, saying, find your brave and live your dreams.